Shrimp steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
All right, and you're back in the room.
Hey, welcome, Rodney Fisher. This, your mic,
we just wiggle this.
No, I didn't. Just sort of the old BFM connection.
Dodgy plugs.
Ah, there you go. Got you now, mate. Got you loud and clear. Yeah. Everyone may remember these sultry tones from none other than Good Shirt.
Well, I thought I was listening to what you're playing in the background going, I'm pretty sure we didn't write this piece of music, but maybe we did. I just can't remember.
Hey, welcome.
But that would have been smooth. Like maybe an instrumental Good Shirt track underneath our chat.
There's still time.
Can you do that?
There's still time. Have you got instrumentals?
Yeah, every day. Actually, it was used on BFM for the Sheep advertisement for about 20 years.
All right, I'm looking.
About 20 years ago.
So, wow. So it sounds like we owe you this.
No,
actually.
I need to listen to this.
Oh, every day. It's cool.
Now, you're currently working for the New Zealand Music Commission.
I am, yeah.
What is this? What is that thing?
Wow.
What even is it?
I was wondering that myself, which is kind of how I ended up being there. I guess a part of it is it's a funding body that... it's not a funding body. Outward Sound is a big part of it, which a lot of musos who are travelling overseas would understand what that is.
Like a resource?
Yeah, so there's grants and stuff for doing international travel, and it's specific to various things like The Great Escape or South by Southwest, and so it's kind of set up around a lot of those sort of industry events. Mm-hmm. So that's a big part of it, and educational stuff is a really big part of it, and then the other part, I guess, is New Zealand Music Month, and I've kind of sort of jumped somewhere in between all of those things and try and bring my expertise and background
in
music and having done a bit of stuff, and I feel like I'm the ground guy for local artists and I've kind of just found...
You can speak music.
Yeah, well, also, we just sort of offer, like, help and advice to people, and I didn't even realise that was a thing at all.
Yeah.
There's things like you can get free legal advice and stuff and really, really amazing things. So it's been cool to be able to be involved and help different projects and different events that are happening throughout the month, because my focus has been on New Zealand Music Month.
This must be one of the biggest things on the calendar for the
I guess so, yeah. So, I mean, a lot of it is bringing just awareness, and this year has been all about discovery, so it's been trying to encourage people to kind of share tunes and look at different ways of putting music out, and all those sort of new initiatives have been things that we've kind of been a little bit in the background of, which has been pretty awesome. Going local, heard about those?
Yeah, that rings a bell. That's ringing bells.
That's a Music Commission thing as well.
Right.
And I've been happening over New Zealand Music Month, so again, it's like supporting local musicians and with advice and support and help and direction.
So just while we're sort of on that topic of help, how would a musician get in touch with the New Zealand Music Commission best?
Through Google?
Where'd I find
There's two websites.
Yep.
You could probably just Google New Zealand Music and it'll probably be one of those. Month has got a website, and New Zealand Music Commission has got a website as well.
Can you swing in?
John plays a left-handed bass, and he can play Pretty Woman, sort of.
Okay.
How can the New Zealand Music Commission help John out?
Well, firstly, he'd have to like start writing his own music.
It's left-handed. You don't understand. It sort of doesn't end up being Pretty Woman at all.
It doesn't need to be melodic or anything.
It's kind of more of an art piece.
It doesn't really need to
ambient,
have a normal song structure.
Transcendental.
Yeah, okay.
There's probably a market for it in Berlin.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, totally.
Cool.
Definitely.
Well, that's music export. So there you go. You're starting where you want to go to. Right from the beginning, that's great. That's great. Great, Johnny.
Now, we've asked you to bring along a few tracks, and you've got a few playlists kicking around up there on Spotify, and there's a bevy here to choose from. What do you reckon we
should
kick off
with? What is this beer that we're drinking?
Oh, that is a Rudy's.
This is like a new thing for BFM when you turn up. Would you like a beer? Well, yes, I would.
Well, welcome to the Drive Show 2018.
We've got a keg of Rudy's IPA.
It's a brand new local beer. I'm glad you asked, actually. Isn't it lovely on the tongue?
It's really good.
It's a good beer, eh?
It's hanging around on my moustache a little bit. I'll clear that off.
Guilty.
Yeah, that playlist is a bit epic. Let me try and think of one song. Do I really only get 6 songs to choose from?
Oh, it's time. It's time, really.
Start with your favourite song of all time.
Keep it Kiwi.
Okay. What's on there? Hang on. I can't even see.
Okay, you can come around the desk. Come around.
Right at the top is the Beths, and then we've got Jonathan Bree, Protection.
The Beths is already, like, caning it on the playlist here, isn't
it? That's true. Dead Little Penny's on the playlist as well. We just played that.
That Being tune is amazing.
The Protection are bloody good. I think they're on the playlist. But they're good, eh?
Yeah, play that Protection tune.
Okay, we watched them at in Devonport, didn't we, John?
We saw the Protection with Anthony Tonnen at the Vic in Devonport, and it was a wonderful night, and everyone had a great time.
I got a Star Wars hat. It's true.
So everyone's seen them play in different bands, and those musicians, I mean, they're always jazz.
The heavyweights.
But how can they really think, Callum's on the drum kit, surely he can't play drums as well as he can play saxophone. Mm. And then he starts singing lead and playing drums.
Leave on helm.
What the hell? I know. But he's a great performer, and he's awesome live.
Right, this one's a track. Actually, I've heard him describing this. I think this is about his little car that he had back in the day. It's nothing better than a song about you. I think it might be the first car. It's always a cute scenario. Here we go. It's called Little White Car. This is The Protection.
It was late in the summer when I picked you up and drove you home for the very first time. You were warm and bright and you moved like a leaf in the wind. I left you at the curb and I said goodbye. It was a scene that would play out every night. I could never imagine seeing you for the last time. Now please drift away before I can change my mind. You helped me steer my life through a difficult corner. Each and every day I was never alone. When I was with you I didn't feel the bumps in the road. I'm gonna take you out tonight. We'll be together for one last ride. Little white car, you will always be mine. Now please don't be afraid, my friend. Your time is far from over, and I know you're waiting for a sign that everything will be okay. Place your hand in mine as the street lamps pass us by. You out tonight. We'll be together for one last ride. I'm gonna drop you into third and push it to the red line. Let you sing for me one last time. Little white car, you will always be mine. Little white car. Little white car, you will always be.
The Protection, ladies and gentlemen. Very nice. That was a Little White Car off pretty much sort of brand new album from them, isn't it? Hasn't been out, surely hasn't been out too long.
I think it's maybe like 6 months or something, and they're recording their next one.
Oh, far out. There you go.
That's the trippiest thing I've ever heard. As a band, before they go and play any gigs whatsoever, record an album, release it, and then play their first show. Trippy.
Now we're in studio.
You guys not so.
I've done that myself. No, I've been in a band that's done that. Yes.
I just think that's mad. But okay. Sure.
I've recorded my debut solo bass album.
Pretty Woman Left-Handed.
Market. Yeah. I'm just going to go straight to Berlin.
Pretty Woman Left-Handed. Different tempos. Heaps of mistakes.
Okay. Now Rodney Fisher.
Sounds like you.
Rodney Fisher of Good Shirt. We were just talking off air about peak New Zealand Music Month, and Good Shirt has got to be sort of peak era in New Zealand Music Month, do you reckon?
Yeah, I feel like when we were doing, when we first started like making music and putting stuff out there.
There was still the Kiwi FMs and stuff like that.
Well, there was Channel Z.
Yeah, that's right, classic.
And there was a thing called 96.1, and there was BFM. Mm. So like in Auckland, as like a new band starting out, you had like three stations that were pretty accessible to a new band who were writing songs. And there's lots of bands doing it at that time, you know, like the...
Fuck, that's buzzy when you think about it like that. You know, the channels have kind of narrowed down. It's you kind of got to have like an international quality release to make it onto George or Radio Hauraki at the moment.
Yeah, totally. So it's... I mean, it's such a different playing field, and the online environment is so different that you don't necessarily need to have radio to be able to
crack
success.
It.
Yeah, and crack it. But at the same time, it's something which is frustrating, and it's like a continual conversation and a thing in the back of my head is that, I mean, I'm here talking on a radio station, so we hope that people are listening to it. And I think that
this goes on the internet, so we're crossing that genre. Okay. We're jumping on that bandwagon ourselves. So exactly. Radio is morphing with everything in a sense. It's important to have this radio medium, life. Just in case Rangitoto decides to erupt. Everyone needs to go and crack back to the FM to see exactly what's going on in the town.
We just survived thanks to that keg of beer.
Plus, also,
there?
It's quite hard to Google on the internet what's happening in the catacombs of K Road. You know, I think that's where local radio is important.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, totally. Mm. So, yeah, it's pretty interesting stuff, really. Can I talk about an artist who I'm not even sure whether has ever been on a playlist at... Shit, you might have to use Google to be able to find
the track. Okay, we have the internet. We're strong up here. It's
fine. So, a good friend of mine, Danu.
Madly.
Yes.
I know where this is going. We actually had Danu up here not so long ago.
Oh, true. Well, so Danu and I have recently made a music video for the new Timmy Nelson track, which kind of got released on the other side of the world. So it got released on a Saturday, so it didn't quite fall into the usual press release times in New Zealand, so I'm not too sure how much it's kind of.
Are we looking for a Tommy Nielsen song?
Yeah, if you maybe just go.
What's the jam?
If you just go to her YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You'll see it.
The internet's being cool. That's great. Oh, it's cool being in this country sometimes.
Oh, it's not that one.
Is it this one?
Cool. What have you put? No, it's not that. Okay, sorry about this.
It's alright.
So we've made this video for it, and it's.
Did they name the song at all? Or?
It's called. Motel.
It's a new one from Tommy Nielsen. Of course, Tommy Nielsen is playing.
Why have they gone blank and forgotten the name of the goddamn song? Something around the sex.
Saturday the 4th of August.
Oh yeah, you can come see it.
She's got an amazing voice. Some time ago, she came up here.
Sunrise at Motel 6.
There you go. How far down was that? Interesting.
I guess it goes with like what's hitting the hardest. Yeah.
So anyway, the treatment kind of was, in my mind, as the director of the clip, was it's almost like a hidden gem that you found on YouTube, and from like the early 70s, and that was kind of the feeling of what the track was, and it's. It's got some stock footage from Manitoba, which is what the song was about.
In Canada?
Yes. Yeah. Is it on the? Is it, there it is.
Yeah, I've got it. I found it on Spotify.
Cool, but it's a beautiful classic tune, and it was a real honour to make it. So I feel like we should play it.
Tammy Nielsen, lovely, and apparently quite a slippery little lo-fi video available on YouTube that goes along with that.
Nice.
Yeah. I often add adjectives to all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, it was very slippery. It was it was a lot of fun, and it was a cool little crew of just me and Danu and Tammy. So
where did you
fun.
Shoot it? Where did you shoot it?
We actually shot it at the Tuning Fork. On the stage there, sideways on the stage.
Right, and dressed it up and like gave it a weird birthday kind of thing. Like dressed the place up to make it look like something else,
like
or just kept it standard.
No, we made it look more plain.
Okay, cool.
Got it right next to the curtain and shone like a spot kind of across in a very 70s TV kind of way.
I see, okay.
Intentionally harsh lighting.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it like intentionally bad lip reading as well, or?
No, unfortunately we weren't that progressive in our thinking.
Like she's like not even strumming kind of thing. Yeah. You know when you watch the drummer in those shows and the drummer's like not really hitting anything?
Yeah, I had some moments like that and I was like, we were riding that line of cheesy versus like trying to be suave. And so I was like, well,
let's keep it straight.
There's a moment where we got her to turn to another camera and then look down the barrel and it was like, oh, right. It's too cheesy.
I was actually quite interested with the, now basically the record company was like, there was a couple of videos ready, but they were like, look, we like this song, we need a video for it, and she sort of hit the panic button, and you were around, and you guys went with it. That's kind of cool, man. Right place, right time, like you say.
Exactly, yeah, it was very awesome.
Cool. Now, what else have you got for us this evening?
What did I say just before? I was thinking about...
You said, what about this, but then you didn't finish...
Oh, that's right. I was going to... There's an Emily Fairlight song that I want to play, but I might have to do a bit of mucking around to find the right track for that one.
Okay.
In that set list that you've got over there...
There is an Ambient Light New Zealand Music Month 18 playlist here.
Yeah, Wax Shettles there on that list.
Old mates. Yeah.
I like your selection.
Old mates are yours, eh?
We just had them up here yesterday.
They played live in the BFM Lounge.
Ah, that's
man,
right.
That band is incredible.
I know.
If you're listening out there and you haven't seen Wax Shettles... I would say headlong and check them out live because they are something to behold.
Mm-hmm.
It's a force of nature.
I know. I've been stalking members of that band through their other bands leading up to this band, which is pretty awkward and stalkery of me.
The record's out now, so you can go and get a copy.
Yeah, let's do it.
What are we playing? Are we going to play Wax Shadows or are we playing?
Yeah, we're going Wax Shadows. This is we've got Career.
Yep, do it.
Feels good.
Thank you.
Wax chattels, there is no guitar. You figure it out. That's what happens when you pump an organ through some distortion. Good times. That was Korea. Fantastic. Brand new album out. Go and get your wax chattels, ladies and gents.
Actually,
I nearly stole Bridges' copy today, actually. Put it on my record stack, and he noticed.
Watching his vinyl.
Would have got away with it too if it wasn't for those pesky kids and that dog, etc., etc. Hey, we're here with Rodney Fisher.
Hi.
Now, you hold a position at the New Zealand...
At the New Zealand Music Commission. I'm the New Zealand Music Month event coordinator of sorts.
Okay, good.
Something that I did want to mention, that this month is one of the focuses has been on Discover New, which is kind of thinking about the ways that we put music out and being inventive and cool and onto it about it, but also just being active fans, you know, sharing stuff that you like. And when you see something, don't just keep it to yourself, especially if it's New Zealand made. Why don't you just post about it? Or
can I tell you something that
someone.
I saw on
put
social media?
Put it in the
neighbor's
letterbox. What?
This has got a big brand behind it, but I saw Whittaker's put out a 7-inch single made of chocolate.
I saw that as well.
Being song.
Yes.
Do you reckon going that far to that?
It has to be Dark Ghana. You really want a lot of cocoa on that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want it to be high dairy.
It probably only has one or two spins, and then the song.
Maybe one
so
if I'm around, man.
Possibly not the most, you know.
Snacks.
Doesn't have great longevity, but it is delicious.
It's a new medium, and we're yet to see if it's going to.
What about that Russian angle of grabbing like a X-ray and just cutting a record on an X-ray? That's good. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't seen
that.
Yeah,
they take X-rays and they lathe cut the vinyl into it.
Not a lot of bass. Too thin.
But most of the time it's like a Ukrainian punk band, so they're not really giving a shit. Or like back in the day, they used to give discs out. The old Beatles used to come in like a magazine, roll up discs.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you find out about all this stuff?
Well, I'm a DJ, mate.
Oh yeah, true. Well, I'm well researched. We were going to do is I did a Facebook status, and encouraging friends of mine to send me an unreleased track or something that hasn't been played on the radio yet. And Mr. Dave Weir sent this song.
Dave's always got songs, mate. Dave's got a million songs. This one's Golden Goose.
Is Dave listening?
Probably
Dave,
not.
Send
probably
me a contact for Foxtrot Sierra, you dingus.
Well, that definitely has a lot of relevance to everyone listening. Thanks.
Out from his cuffs, or hangs off a makeshift noosing, or jumps off a really high roof. My heart's not on my bloody sleeves. We said NZ's too nice to leave. know there are no sane excuses to milk a golden goose.
Dave Ware, old mate Dave with Golden Goose. Dave has a fabulous album out, actually. Follow Your Nose on that one. It's nothing but hits on that record, really.
Is it called Follow Your Nose?
No, that was a good old-fashioned... is that a New Zealand figure of speech? No, that's worldwide, that one.
You're just saying Follow Your Nose, get on the internet, track it down?
Look, it's sort of... that's sort of been the moniker of this segment, I think.
Yeah, sorry, I'm not very prepared.
Have an internet, everyone.
Now,
do we want to move on to another song?
Rodney Fisher, representing the New Zealand Music Commission here on What's Cooking, the official ambassador for New Zealand Music Month.
Sort of.
Straight
out of school.
Straight out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Fire!
So to speak. Have you got another song for us?
Yeah, well, we were going to do Emily Fairlight from Wellington. And this is a track from her album, which has just dropped, and the song is called Body Below.
The album's called Mother of Gloom. That's powerful. Let's hear it. Emily Fairlight, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
That was delish. Oh, Emily Fairlight, ladies and gentlemen.
I reckon that should be the next single.
That was lovely. That was Body Below. Comes off the record Mother of Gloom. Came out right at the beginning of May, this very music month, May, that we're in New Zealand. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all the stats, right?
I'm down for
that. Yeah, I think I'm going to send that through to Bridge and Sarah and get that on the playlist. Hey, look, if you like what you're hearing, listeners, let us know. 5395. Get in contact. Touch with us.
Now, Rodney Fisher, I'm just looking at the clock, and I think we've probably got about time for one more song before we have to jump ship and let the
we have to deal with
the sale on.
Can I do another little plug, though, for something that is happening on Friday?
Please do.
It's called Love Your Local Music Venue Day.
Nice.
So we want to get people sharing stories about their local venues and posting about it and stuff, buying tickets
online,
to shows. It's just a day of appreciating your local venue, you know. So a lot of us go down to Wine Cellar and Whammy or the Tuning Fork or wherever in Auckland and
R.I.P. this place.
We do that a lot, but why don't you just go and
R.I.P. this
the
place.
The King's Arms.
There you go.
Is dead.
We don't
Long
want any more of
the
this
King's
kind
Arms.
Of thing happening. So we've got to be reminded to go and support your locals.
Absolutely. Get out the house.
So, yeah, we're making this Friday. We've decided to make this Friday a Love Your Local
artists,
venue.
Especially artists that aren't selling a lot, get piss all from Spotify. So go out and hear it in the flesh and maybe get moved. You never know.
Yeah. Buy tickets. Crazy.
Now, do you have a song?
Oh, one last song.
A little bit of a...
Is it okay?
What am I looking at? Ooh, there's some goods in here. I mean, I'm seeing Yugam San. I'm seeing...
Yeah, I think we can go for an oldie. Yugam San always makes me sad because that band was very short-lived. Do you think they'll be back?
I reckon they'll be back. Yeah.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
Really?
How
do you know?
Yeah, I know them all. There's one in Germany at the moment. Others are doing other activities, but I think we'll see that band come back. I've got a good feeling about that.
Okay.
Hey, if you build it, they will come, right? Field of Dreams.
Do you need a left-handed bass player?
Possibly, maybe that's what they were missing. If they'd had a left-handed bass player, they would never have broken up.
I think Dave could probably play the bass left-handed. He's pretty much an octopus.
We can't have two things that Dave has been involved in.
Yeah, actually two octopuses. Get out of here, Dave.
Yeah, that's gross.
I just got voted out.
Okay, I'm gonna
love you.
Do it because we've kind of stayed pretty chilled.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do an Emily C. Browning song, which is on that playlist you've got there, and she is from Christchurch, and I really like her stuff. It's a bit kind of producery / jazzy / poppy.
Okay.
Have you got it there?
I do.
Cool. This is called Lover.
Oh, not that.
Not that.
That's old Wax Chats coming back to haunt you. Lover, is this kind of...
Lover.
Okay, eye contact coming up.
I used to fall into
That was just delightful. Now, what on earth was that? That was Tree Theatre, Emily C. Browning. The track was called Lover, all the way from Christchurch, you were saying, Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, thanks so much for coming up, mate.
Thank you so much for having me, and thanks for letting me stay longer than my welcome.
It's been our pleasure.
Cool.
It's always
you
great
look
to
slinky,
get,
slinking
to
get up to the mic.
This is what I mean. See, thank you. This is what this is. I see this all the time.
Do
I
have to
bite my tongue.
Pelvic thrust as well.
See, and he's clasped hands.
I'm just like, it's great to get an official figure in here from the New Zealand Music Commission.
Yes.
In this official month of New Zealand Music, Rodney Fisher, thank you very much once again.
Beautiful. No, no worries. Thank you very much for having me.
We'll see you around the traps, mate.
Yep.
Pearl's up next.
And shall we sign off? We'll see you later. We'll see you tomorrow.
Pearl,
see you on Thursday.
That was a rhetorical announcement, Pearl.
Oh, well, sorry.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.